From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. Opposition to the latest U.S. travel ban readies for its release. Lawyers with groups involved in lawsuits seeking to forestall President Trump's orders to limit travelers and refugees coming to the United States say they're watching federal court hearings scheduled for today in Maryland, Hawaii, and Washington State for any decisions that could affect the implementation of the most recent travel order tomorrow. Three federal appeals judges last month upheld a Washington State ruling that suspended the first travel order issued January 27th, a week after Trump's inauguration. The revised version released last week attempts to bypass the lawsuits, protest, and frenzied rollout of the first order. Among the six countries listed in the new travel order is Iran. Even the threat of the revised order is causing major disruptions not only there but in Los Angeles, home of the largest group of Iranians living outside of Iran. VOA's Elizabeth Lee reports.
In the heart of Pershing Square in West Los Angeles, everyone is getting ready for Nowruz, the Iranian New Year. Normally, it's the busy season for the travel agencies who cater to the Iranian community. But not this year. Travel agent Farhad Basharati says Iranian Americans, even those who are U.S. citizens, are afraid to travel or go to Iran because of Trump's executive order.
That's the Iranian New Year, Nowruz. A lot of people plan to come and see their relatives. A lot of moms and old dads. Imagine, it's about 40 years after Iran's revolution. A lot of people that they are here, their relatives getting older and older. So they cannot.
Elizabeth Lee, VOA News, Los Angeles.
This is VOA.